Christmas Eve, we invite you to come to worship at Messiah. There's three different worship services. One at 4 p.m., and that's a family-friendly type of worship service that involves time with the children and so forth. There's Holy Communion at that service as well. And then the later services at 7:30 and at 10 o'clock are filled with music, special music, choirs, and the traditional lighting of candles, individual mm-hmm. candles that is a part of both of those worship services.
It's interesting when you talk about that, approach that with the afternoon service a little bit more towards the children, and the children really do love this time of year in particular, but then also the reverence of the later services are really very special.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, I think people come to worship on Christmas Eve wanting to experience something holy.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there's something very solemn. And when you try to imagine the divine becoming human, entering into this broken world in some way through this child, Jesus, it is it's a breathtaking idea,
mm-hmm.
and a life-giving idea.
When you put these services together, like with the one that's more family focused and with the children, what are some of the things that you bring to that service that are a little bit different?
Well, usually I will, kind of depends a little bit, but usually I will do the sermon will be basically addressed to children,
mm-hmm.
invite adults to listen in rather than the other way around, which is what it usually is. And we have the kids come forward and then through the, you know, the very interactive and kind of message that they share in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course we don't feel quite comfortable giving all of them little candles and all of that.
Exactly. That's definitely, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, for folks that maybe are new to the area, they're looking for some place perhaps to take their family. They haven't joined a church, or they're just getting back perhaps into going to church or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve does seem like a good time to do that. And I know that you're always very welcoming there at Messiah Lutheran to say, hey, come on by. We certainly encourage it. And even at this time of year, if you are a different denomination, stop in and check it out as well.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the kind of hallmarks of this congregation. What we believe the church is about is that we welcome all people, and indeed all are welcome at the communion table, wherever they are in their faith journey, they are welcome. So yeah, it's we've had a lot of, in fact recently we've had a lot of new folks come to Messiah, so if you come, you won't feel out of place. And it's 305 West Magnetic Street in Marquette.
Again, the service schedule is what for Christmas Eve at Messiah Lutheran?
It's 4 p.m. and then 7:30 p.m. and then again at 10 p.m. Oh, I should say that the late services, prior to the late services at 7:30 and 10, there's about a half an hour of special music, so people can come in if they want and listen, various solos and choir anthems and so on.
Well, it is also that time of year where a lot of the favorites that we know for Christmas are going to be heard in church, as they are the hymns that are used to celebrate. So it's really a good time to come with family and friends.
Indeed it is.
Pastor Dave Van Clay with us this morning from Messiah Lutheran Church in Marquette. And those services again are when on Christmas Eve?
4, 7:30, and 10.